Hello and welcome back to A World Without with me, Chris.
And me, Jack. This is the podcast where we get into the hypothetical and discuss what we think would happen if something from our everyday lives suddenly stopped existing tomorrow.
Yep, and today we're taking a look at what life might be like in a world without laughter. Scary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow. Okay, so our viewers are probably used to this one, right, from this podcast.
Yeah, I think that's a review we've had quite a few times, A World Without Laughter.
Yeah, it does sound like a bad review, doesn't it? You guys should do A World Without Laughter. You do it every week.
Yeah. So we're familiar with this already. We live in this world. My first question is, do we still find things funny? Or is it we're just not able to express our funniness with laughter?
I think it must just be that, yeah. Laughter's not... You can find something hilarious without laughing at it.
Yeah, I often do. I was going to say, because I think they're very different things, aren't they? Because I think it's relatively easy to not express your laughter, right?
Well, not always, but sometimes, yes.
Yes.
You could definitely hide it, mask it, especially when you need to. If someone like falls over or something, you might be able to mask that.
But when I'm watching stuff by myself, even if I'm finding it really funny, I think I'm much less likely to laugh than if I'm watching stuff with people. So there's definitely sort of like... a little bit of a performative element to laughter, I think.
You're just like looking at the person you're sat with going, ha ha ha, I found that funny too.
Is this what we're meant to do, is it? I get comedy.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. They say laughter's contagious or infectious. What is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, definitely. Both.
It sounds horrible. I don't... get it yeah. away from me. Wear protection, mate.
Yeah. Because, yeah, definitely, like... Recently, I went to like a live event thing. It was about Succession, the show Succession. They were playing some clips. And like, because everyone in the room was laughing so much, I was also laughing. And I did find it funny. But I was like, I even remember thinking at the time, maybe because this podcast was on my mind, that I was like, I don't think I would have been laughing were I to see that by myself.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I'm definitely laughing because I'm in a room of other people laughing.
Hey, yeah. Laughter tracks on comedy shows and stuff, that's why they have people, the audience sounds laughing, because it just helps.
It just kind tricks of, you. Oh, I'm meant to be, this is funny? Oh, okay.
Exactly. You go along with it. It's like a natural thing. I wonder, is that like a fear of like not seeming stupid? Is that why people want to laugh as well when you hear other people laugh? Or is it just because it's nice? It's a nice sound and you're like, oh, that puts me in a good mood. Ha 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 ha, I'm happy
to. I imagine it's a combination of both, because I definitely think like, you know, like you see random videos online. A lot of the time, the thing that will actually make me laugh is when they're laughing a lot. Like, I think watching other people laughing is almost one of the funniest things.
Oh, like watching like outtakes of a show, especially when they crack up, when they corpse or whatever it's called. Like, that's, yeah, that I love
that. That's like funnier than actually like the written joke.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely think there's that, like you said, contagious aspect of laughter. But I also do think there is that sort of like just letting everyone know you're also getting the joke, you know? Because when you're by yourself, you don't need to tell you that you found it funny, right?
No, you don't need to prove
you know
anything.
You found it funny.
You're an independent guy, yeah.
Yeah. Whereas when you're with other people, you kind of need to be like, yeah, no, I'm also finding this funny.
Yeah, so, I mean, what do people do at comedy shows now? Do they just clap? Is it just like a joke gets told and there's silence in the room, but just a round of applause?
Oh, that's quite nice, because, I kind of forgot there are other ways to express enjoyment of stuff. I was just thinking comedy shows would basically be dead now, because it would be
silence.
The most awkward thing ever.
This is someone like, yelling, yeah. I liked it, from the crowd, yeah.
Well, and I was thinking, actually, I actually kind of already have a solution in my life for what I do. This weird thing where I often just say, that's funny.
Right.
And that's so stupid, because if I did find it funny, surely I would have laughed.
Yeah.
But I do it all the time. I'd just be like, that's funny.
It's like, tell your face, mate.
Is it? Yeah. Is it though? Because if it was, maybe you would be doing more than just saying that's funny.
Yeah, so do you think that's because are you just a bit more closed off, that you've sort of got like an extra step in there that you're letting people know, I did enjoy that and I can see the comedy in what happened.
Yeah.
However, I'm not going to...
I can see you've attempted a joke and I appreciate it. It hasn't actually made me laugh, but I respect your attempt.
It's basically what I'm doing there. Yeah, that's it. What do you think about people whooping in the audience? Like at, like Jerry Springer show and all that. They're all like, whoop, 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 like whooping.
I hate it.
That would be annoying.
It's the same as like when you go to cinemas in America. People are like out loud, like cheer at the screen and like shout stuff. I absolutely hate it. I cannot stand it. Like, I'm so glad we don't have that over here. Like, we'll laugh when there's a joke, but we're not like shouting at the screen. It's like they're at a sporting event when they watch films in America.
Yeah, like they're trying to tell the actors in the screen what to do, or like, yeah, like, don't go in there and stuff
like
that.
Absolutely hate it. It's insanity as far as I'm concerned. Like, laugh at the appropriate moments, then shut up.
Do we, as an audience in England, make any other noise in cinemas? Do we, like, there's not really, like, gasps in horror films, is
there? We wouldn't, like, boo a screen or, like, gasp or, like...
Oh, no, certainly not booing.
Maybe in, like, a horror you might, like, sort of have a exclamation of sort of fear. Like, not so much an active scream. Scream feels like a bit much.
Just a bit of a, like a, that made me jump kind of thing.
Yeah, something like that, maybe. But, yeah, really, we're pretty reserved, I'd say, in our screenings.
Just in general, I think.
Yeah, we're just much more reserved in general. We're not so quite expressive, are we?
That's funny.
That is funny, he says.
That's scary, he said.
I just start doing that with all of my emotions instead of actually having to express them. I could just, verbalise them.
Verbalise them like some robot that you are.
Yeah. You talked about laughter tracks, though, and they're basically already dead, but... this would be the final death for them, which I think is only a good thing, because I think laughter tracks are unbearable.
Oh, yeah, big time. Big time. It's weird to me, when they record a program in front of a live studio audience, they get the audience to laugh, but you can still tell that they're always adding canned, like fake, or like pre-recorded laughter on top of it as well, which I just don't... You had the audience, you had a real audience laughing at the real moment. Why are you then making it all fake? Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Are they just adding other times they were actually laughing over times they weren't actually laughing?
Possibly.
If they have a live audience, they aren't adding actual, like, canned laughter over the top, are they? It's still, like, that audience, is it not?
I think it might be a mixture, but I know that before they do a show, they'll have someone come out to warm the crowd up, and I know that they're recording the audience's sounds... then,
yeah,
so maybe they're able to then just like splice it in whenever they like.
So I just worry it would probably sound different if they used to use a completely different crowd.
To be fair, yeah, well, especially if it like an Australian crowd or something, and the rest of the time it was like in a nice English ha ha ha, and then it's suddenly like, I don't know how Australians would
laugh. I was gonna say, as you were doing that, I was like, I'm really interested to see his impression of an Australian laugh.
Their inflection goes up at the end,
hi,
right?
hi.
Yeah,
like doing like the no.
Hi. Or what if just everything had canned laughter now? Like that. What if this podcast had canned laughter?
Oh no, that would be well annoying.
Yeah, I don't think I'd like that either.
No. Although maybe it would make the podcast funnier.
Yes, I think lots of things would make the podcast funnier. Let's be real.
Yeah, I think we could use all the help we can get.
Yeah, I think so.
Although, probably more annoying for the people listening.
Yes. I'm sorry, viewers, but, you know, this is all about us.
Yeah. So maybe that's enough of that. One thing this would be good for, though, is those times when you're not allowed to laugh.
Oh, goodness me. I hate... You're talking about getting the giggles.
Yeah, or just like, you know, like when you're in a library or a funeral or something like that, or a place you really shouldn't be laughing,
yeah,
and you just, something funny happens and you have to suppress it, it suddenly becomes the most impossible thing in the world to not laugh.
Yeah, big time. Have you got a notable time that's happened to you?
Yeah, I had it at a wedding, so they were doing all the speeches and a kid there was just did something that was quite funny and it made all of us on our table laugh. Now, I don't even think what he did was even that particularly funny, but my cousin made a comment about it and it just made us all crack up. But obviously they're doing the speeches,
yeah,
so you don't want to be like hysterically laughing throughout it. And so, you know, when you're just like really suppressing it where you feel like you're going to die, Yeah, so that's so painful, I think.
So yours was at a wedding, at least, which, you know, a wedding is a happy time. So like you said, a funeral is definitely worse. And I have had, at a funeral, stood there, everyone's very solemn and sad, and then we had to sing some hymns or whichever, which I don't sing hymns. I don't know hymns. I'm trying to figure out what on earth the tune is as it's going along. But a family member of mine next to me clearly didn't know either, and I could just hear their voice out of everyone else's in the room just singing it like so badly. And it was hilarious, and I just wanted to laugh so much. But you can't even smile in that situation, you know?
Yeah, I think you can, though, because weirdly, as you were saying that, I realised it did remind me of a funeral I went to where a similar thing happened. We both didn't know the song and we were singing along to it and we were sort of laughing about that.
Yeah.
Like, in a more sort of, like, reserved way. But we were laughing a bit. But yeah, you definitely can't, like, out loud hysterically laugh at a funeral.
No, exactly. And, I mean, I've had it at school as well, back in the day, getting the giggles. And
yeah, in the old assemblies and the back of the class. And
you
stuff,
know
yeah.
you're going to get really top. Like, even at a funeral, they're not going to tell you off. They might just say, sorry, please, you know.
There's a tut.
Yeah, maybe a tut, but you're not going to get told off. Whereas at school, oh, they're going to yell at you. They're going to kick you out. You're going to get detention or something.
Yeah.
And that somehow makes it even worse, because you can feel the person next to you holding the laughter in. And it needs to come out. It's a crazy how...
Involuntary
becomes, yeah. It is. Yeah, exactly.
I was thinking about whether is laughter an involuntary, like, you know, like we have sneezes, coughs, hiccups, burps, farts, and you can definitely force all of those things a bit, I think. But you also can, like, there, a lot of them are also involuntary. But I was just trying to decide, is laughter involuntary? And I think more often than not, I would say it isn't. Right?
It isn't involuntary. Hang on, I've got to unpack that. It's voluntary.
So I think you're choosing to, or like you're sort of like, I don't know.
Allowing yourself.
Yeah, you're sort of definitely like participating in the laugh. It's not happening despite you, you know? But I feel like one of the few times it is when you're really trying not to laugh, is the one of the few times it feels really involuntary.
Yes. I think it's because you're thinking, you know that you can't laugh, and you're thinking about how later on you're going to find that hilarious. It's just in the moment, isn't it? Sometimes laughter comes from being in the moment. And only at that moment is it as funny as it ever actually will be. Like, it'll never be as funny again, except for in that particular moment in time.
Yeah, because, I mean, we've definitely had to... Like, I think the time I've laughed the most is one time with you where I genuinely thought I was going to die.
Oh, please, please tell the wedding drawing story, Jack. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, it won't work without the drawing. And I even think, even if we were to show the drawing to someone, it wouldn't be that funny. It was just, I get weddings. We were filming a wedding, the two of us.
With their permission, I'll just say. We weren't like...
With their permission, yeah. We were hired to film a wedding.
We weren't hiding in a bush.
No. And there was a, like, table for kids to keep them entertained with, like, loads of crayons and paper and, like, stuff to do art. And there was, like, also some downtime for us where we weren't filming anything. And so we just went over and started drawing each other. And so, hold on, is it my drawing of you, isn't it?
I can't remember now which way round it was. It's irrelevant, but yeah.
It's irrelevant. One of us, our drawing of the other, both of them were terrible, but one of ours was particularly bad. And it just really, really made us laugh. And I think also the fact that we were then technically hired there, we're meant to be being professional, we shouldn't have been laughing so much.
We probably shouldn't have been sat at the kids' table in the first place.
Yeah. But it just really made us laugh. But that isn't the time. It was when we looked back on the picture, like, I think a few months later when we were at yours.
No more. 6 months, maybe even a year later. It was a while after and completely forgotten about.
And then one of us found the picture again or showed it to each other and we just died laughing. And I remember being literally on all fours, just like heaving with laughter, genuinely like unable to breathe. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah, both of us were. It was painful. I remember I pulled some muscles after that. Like,
there was nothing enjoyable about it. Like, it wasn't like, oh, this is fun. It was like, this is genuinely a medical emergency.
And I think if you'd have been watching this, if there'd have been a camera up in the room, you would have genuinely been a bit worried about us. Like, it was bad and scary, but that somehow just made it that much funnier.
Yeah, I don't even think at the point in which I was laughing, like, worryingly, I don't even think I was laughing about the picture anymore.
No.
I was laughing at, like, how ridiculously funny we were finding this stupid thing and, like, how out of control it was.
Time has kind of blurred in my head of how long we were laughing for, but it feels like it was, like, a solid 5-6 minutes at least. And
it was unbelievable.
As much as it was funny, I don't think I'd ever want to experience that again.
No, I would never ever want to experience laughing that much ever again. It was so horrible.
Oh, goodness.
Luckily, I have looked at the picture since and it didn't kill me. So I think it was just a one-off. Everything just happened to align been in the right mood. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it really got to us.
It was a you had to be there kind of moment, I think. It was just perfect.
100%. Like, even if we were to find the picture and show it, it's not even like the worst droid anyone's ever seen, but it was just... There's something about it that got to us.
I think it was like the pose was like it wasn't bad. It was just a fairly simple drawing. See, now it's now you're thinking about it.
Yeah, the more I'm thinking about it, the more it's getting to me. We need to move on.
Yeah, I'm laughing about it now too.
Although actually, I do have one more thing to say about that. I was thinking, you know, like that feeling when you're trying not to laugh, when you're really suppressing a laugh.
Yeah.
What if that's what it always felt like now, every time you would have laughed before? How awful would that be?
Oh, goodness, that would be horrible. You wouldn't go to a comedy show or anything.
No, if it always felt like a stifling laugh you had to hold in. But it would never come, but equally it felt like you really needed to laugh.
Oh, man, that sounds like hell. That sounds like one of the seven layers of hell or something.
Yeah, awful. So let's hope it's not that.
You've put me in a very sad mood now, so thanks.
Yeah, well, there they go. That will help.
You've helped.
But also, when does a laugh become a laugh? You know, like if I was to go, is that a laugh?
It's like a little, like a nose breathe or whatever they say, an exhale. Yeah, I think they're all under the umbrella of laugh, unfortunately.
You can't even do a little...
I don't think so, no. I think
that's a laugh, in your opinion, is it?
I think so, yeah, unfortunately. I think laugh has just become a...
You have a low barrier for laughing, mate. You've got to take whatever you can find, haven't you?
Well, I mean, you've got to draw the line somewhere, right? So where would you draw the line?
I don't think... is a laugh. I don't think that's a laugh. I think it's got to be a bit more enthusiastic than that.
Yeah, do you need at least two ha-has like that?
Yeah, you got to do a ha-ha. Can't be a one.
Right.
Ha. Can't be ha. It's got to be ha-ha, at least.
Okay. All right, I see. Interesting. So we would be able to still do that in a comedy show or something. That's my, like, go-to, by the way, is a comedy... Can this happen at a comedy show? That's what I'm thinking.
Well, how disappointing you do the best joke you've ever written is just a group of people go...
I think that sound would sound really scary out of a whole crowd of people all going, huh.
There's 100 people all just, huh.
You'd feel the air hit you. Yeah. The exhales from everybody.
Also, talking about what is a laugh, is writing or texting laughing, laughing? Yeah. Because, let's be honest, I'm rarely ever laughing when I'm typing lol or ha ha ha. I've even done a LMAO completely straight-faced.
Really? See, interesting, because I've got a sort of written rule with using those lols and LFMAO and ruffles and things.
Oh, do you? Please, I'd love to hear your rule, because I'm not aware of this, so now I will always know whether you're actually laughing when I
basically
make jokes.
I will say, if I put lol, that means basically what you say. I found it funny, but it, ironically, it didn't make me laugh out loud. Like, I found it funny.
The complete opposite of the meme.
Basically, yes.
Perfect.
But then I will upgrade that to a LMAO or a ruffle if it actually made me like yeah, or something like more so, like I genuinely found that, yeah, really funny. Like if I say that, you know that you actually made me genuinely laugh.
Firstly, I'm more of a ah, ha 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 guy anyway,
right? Yeah,
like lol is always sarcastic to me, like isn't that ironic, lol sort of thing. I'm way more of a ah, ha ha person, and I kind of have a rule, like
yeah,
ha ha is similar to a lol, right? Like that's funny, didn't make me laugh. Ah-ha-ha is like probably like a...
Right, know. Right.
And then ah-ha-ha-ha is that you've actually made me laugh.
So the more repetitive ha-ha-ha-has you keep adding, the funnier it is.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, interesting. Are you one of these people who ever have said lol out loud? Like you say it, you don't just type it. You're like, oh, lol.
Yeah, but only ever in like an ironic sense. Like
yeah,
crashed my car, lol. But never like actually seriously.
Right. Sidestep here. Who's coming up with these originally? Like... It's amazing that these have travelled so far around the whole world when someone had to come up with it.
I think it's just like all trends, because weirdly, okay, we'll get into it. I had this for later, but we'll do it now.
All right.
Little quiz about how people type laughter around the world.
Ooh.
Because it isn't consistent. Not everyone types ha ha ha.
Okay, wait, you say quiz. Am I meant to know? Because I don't think I know.
Well, looks like you're going to do badly on the quiz then.
I only know English and Australian laughter. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay, so instead of ha ha ha, instead of the H's, it would be J. So like, it's still ha ha ha, but yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Where does that, what language are they doing that?
Oh, I'm going to say...
think about it.
It's gonna be kind of like Eastern Europe kind of area. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is it, I'm going to say, I don't know, the Netherlands.
Completely wrong, no. Spanish, because J's are pronounced H's, aren't they?
in Spanish.
Oh, yeah, it's like Jose.
Yeah, so it's still ha 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 ha. So
okay, Jose. Yeah, all right, fair enough.
So in places like Mexico and Spain, blah, blah, blah. Where uses XA, XA, XA? Now, there are two answers you can give for this. There might be more, by the way. This is just what I found online.
Interesting. XA, XA.
Instead of HA, HA.
So that's like za, 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 za.
Za, 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 za.
Za, za. Who goes za, 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 za?
But I think it's still ha, 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 ha.
Is it like Japan?
It is Russia and Greece, because I think their X maybe is pronounced as an H, I think.
Wow. The noise seems pretty universal. It's just how you decide to spell the noise.
Yes, basically. Because like Russian and Greek have different alphabet, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then what about 5555555555? Like the number. Where does that?
Robots? I guess it must be that in whatever country this is from, the five sound, they pronounce it a ha or a some sort of noise that sounds a bit like laughter.
Exactly that, yeah.
So I'll get a half point there. Yeah, I'm going to say Japan again.
Close. It's Asian. Yeah, Thailand is a five.
Wow, okay. I like the compactness of it.
Yeah.
Just 55555.
And then the final one is just W's. So www.
Dot?
Yeah, but not quite.
Every URL's hilarious to these people.
People laugh at everywhere.
W's? W's?
This one, there's no reason why you would get this, I don't think.
Scandinavia.
No, you already said it, Japan.
Oh, I used my Japan card too early.
Yeah, you used it too early. Apparently their symbol for laughing or laughter, the way you pronounce it begins with a W, and then that ended up getting just shortened to a W, and then, you know, like as we do with ha's, you know, using it multiple times to emphasize it, it's just lots of W's apparently.
Yeah, oh, cool, interesting, wow. Good to know. So now I know if I'm ever, you know, looking around on the internet, I see a bunch of fives or a bunch of W's or...
Yeah, people are just laughing at you, mate. Yeah,
people are laughing at me. They're not giving me like a good score or something, like saying I'm a winner or anything like that. Okay, good to know, good to know, good to know.
And what about emojis? Do they count as laughter? Because that's basically become the new laugh, really, isn't it? Just like laugh reacting on things.
Like, I guess so, yeah. Like kids nowadays, are they doing lol and LMAO and that? Or is that old?
No, that's definitely old. Like lols and especially lmaos. I think lmaos died with our generation when we were teenagers. But I don't think you'll find Gen Z ever doing a lol. They probably would occasionally do a aha, maybe. But I think way more heavily it's going to be like the cry laughing emoji or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've even done them here and there occasionally now. I think I'm converting over to emoji use here and there.
Yeah, I've definitely converted. But like, I don't really use them so much. I react a lot. Like if we get sent a message, I just react with laughter emoji.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's fairly a new thing to be able to emoji on something instead of just having to reply with text or whatever. So.
Yeah, so I think that's like the new one. But so basically the question is, do all of these count? Is that us laughing? Because in a more and more digital world, that's where a lot of our social interactions come from. So if we're still allowed that, I think the impact of laughter is definitely massively reduced. Because if we're not allowed to do that, I mean, comment sections would be dead. Half of the comments you see on TikTok are just people laugh reacting to stuff.
I mean, with this whole podcast, I usually like to take the angle that it's the concept of whatever we're talking about. So laughter in this case. So I like to be quite strict. I like to go quite far and say, yeah, it's like the concept itself doesn't exist anymore. So
yeah,
I think it's all gone. I think, sorry, can't use them anymore.
Bleak world.
Very bleak. But that's what this podcast is.
A world with bleakness.
Yeah, very much so.
Okay. How about this one then? Can we fake laugh? Because if not, that is going to make social interactions for me very difficult.
I mean, it's a laugh still, right?
Yeah, but I'm not actually laughing.
Hang on. Wait. How many times are you fake laughing with me, mate? Give me a percentage.
Okay, I don't want to break it to you, Chris. I've never actually laughed at anything you've ever said.
I know that's a lie. I know that you find me hilarious.
Exclusively fake laughing. I mean, that whole situation with the drawing, that was my best acting I've ever done in my life.
Yeah, you were very committed to the bit there, I must admit.
Yeah, almost killed myself over fake laughing there. No, I'm not talking like social interactions with friends. I mean, like, you know, like at work or things like that, or people you're like just meeting for the first time, or those kind of bit more awkward social interactions, small talky things.
Yeah, it's definitely polite to maybe laugh.
Overemphasize your laughter, yeah.
Exactly.
Because you know, especially when someone does a joke that really isn't funny, I would prefer to just fake laugh it than just stand there in silence and deal with that awkwardness. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because it moves it on.
Yeah, she's like, ah, yeah, okay, anyway. Whereas if you just stone-face them and then just like start talking about someone else, that's brutal even for me.
Yeah, exactly. It's good. You're just trying to like move on and, you know, make peace. You want peace in this world. So you'll squeak out a little fake laugh.
Although you've got to hope, if we're not allowed to fake laugh anymore, if laughter isn't a thing, people would stop making stupid jokes so much.
I think so, especially if we want to laugh, but we just physically can't, so we're in pain. Then that's just horrible people that are trying to make people laugh then. That's a real jerk move.
Yeah, it's quite sadistic to do that almost, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah, comedians become like the most sadistic people in the world. Just try to go around and make people like in pain.
Yeah, horrible.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Interesting you're talking about like ha 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 and things like that, because I've got a quote here from the internet. That's what I'm attributing this quote to. Maybe you can demonstrate these actually as I say them. So a normal laugh has the structure ha 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 or ho ho ho.
Ho. Oh.
See, that doesn't sound natural to you, but
what do you mean? That's how I laugh all the time.
Ho.
Oh. Oh.
It is unnatural. And one is physically unable, which I'm not sure that's true, to have a laugh structure of ha-ho, ha-ho.
Ha-ho, 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 ha-ho.
So, yeah, you sound very...
I think it's perfectly natural.
Yeah? It's very... You breathe out a lot doing that laugh.
Ha-ho, 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 ha-ho.
Like you lose a lot of oxygen there.
You do.
The usual variations of a laugh most often occur in the first or final note in a sequence. Therefore, ho... Ha ha or ha ha ho laughs are possible.
Ho ha ha ha. Ha ho ho ho. Actually, that second one kind of worked.
That feels good to you, yeah? Have you found your laugh?
Ha ho ho. That's my new laugh.
You do sound like a cartoon character now.
I feel like actual laughter is a bit more chaotic than being that structured. Do you know what I mean? Like I make sort of weird sounds when I'm actually like properly laughing at something.
Like alien noises.
It's horrible
yeah.
sounds you make.
When you're just trying to breathe, yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's when you're actually laughing. Like, all these ha-ha-hee-hee, these are the fake laughs I'm talking about. These are the sort of, like, nice social laughs you do when you're talking to your boss or something, you know?
That's true. They didn't mention hee-hee-hee. That's a really good point. That's like a little more of a giggle.
Yeah.
Or a little gremlin or something, but
yeah.
It did always strike me as weird. Like, Santa's laugh is always very famously, ho, 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 and he really pronounces it like that.
Is that him laughing?
I don't, because I think he sounds a little bit in pain. Like, he's got, like, a hernia or something. Like, he's trying to laugh, but then he's like, ho, 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 oh.
Yeah, yeah, he's getting old.
That's what it sounds like. But apparently, he has a perfectly normal structured laugh, so.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard anyone in real life do a ho, ho, ho laugh.
No, other than Santa. That's it.
Yeah.
So we did touch on it a little bit earlier, but they do say that laughter is the biological happiness maker. Like, it makes you happy by laughing. It's like a cyclical thing, a feedback loop, if you will. And that even fake laughter does actually make you feel good. They have like laughter yoga out there where you go and you fake laugh and it makes you feel good, apparently.
Yeah, I've heard that. Like, people have said, like, you meant to just, like, look in the mirror and just laugh, and it makes you feel... I'd just feel insane if I started doing that.
It's very much like the Joker kind of thing to do, right?
Imagine someone just walks in on you, and you're just, like, laughing at yourself in the mirror like a maniac.
But yeah, I mean, the science says it works. It gives you the right endorphins and everything. So, isn't that crazy that you could, like, trick your brain that much?
Yeah, but like, how much effect is it really happening? Like, I'm sure it probably improves your happiness, like, a couple percent. But I don't think it's worth the risk of someone seeing you do it.
No.
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, you see people like do it in public, in like the park and stuff, don't they? They go and all stand there and they're all like, ha, 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 ho, ho, ho. And they do all these...
I think if I was in a group, you might have like, you know, a bit more confidence of group mentality. I wouldn't just go and stand in a park by myself, just laughing into the sky.
You will get arrested.
Yeah, exactly. Like... But I'm just trying to make myself feel happier. It's like, okay, mate.
You're scaring all the children.
You can laugh in a prison cell, mate.
They also, in addition to that, say that laughter is the best medicine, which clearly isn't true. I mean...
Yeah, you don't see him prescribing it for, like, cancer and stuff, do you?
No.
Laugh your way out of this one, mate.
I looked it up. Penicillin is technically the best medicine. 75% of humans today wouldn't have been around and been born in that if it wasn't for penicillin.
Yeah, but think how many wouldn't be around if we hadn't been laughing away from it.
That's true. I don't think they'd run the numbers on that one.
No, exactly.
It's certainly... If I go to the hospital, I don't want the doctor pulling out a whoopee cushion or something, I don't think.
Yeah.
Although saying that, you do have laughing gas, which is not really medicine, but it
is. And that stuff is great.
Is it?
Oh my God, when I broke my arm and they gave me that, like, they gave me morphine, did nothing. Gave me that stuff. I was like, yes, I just want to be on this or not, please. Thank you very much.
Does it actually make you laugh or does it just make you feel high?
No, it made me laugh as well. I remember being in the ambulance right there and being like, oh, my voice is really low. Because it makes your voice really low as well.
Turns you into Santa.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, ho, 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 ho. Laughing my way. It was very funny. But later on, it just made me not feel any of the pain and just feel really chilled out. So,
wow.
Highly recommend.
You highly recommend laughing gas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good to know.
Don't do drugs.
I was like, today's sponsor is drugs. It's not. Will this be the end of tickling? And nobody likes being tickled, right? That's dumb. It's torturous. It hurts more than anything.
And so I don't know who likes tickling people, because I mean, maybe it's just people who aren't ticklish. They don't know the torture they're putting people through. But I wouldn't put that on somebody. I think it's a horrible thing to do to people.
I think maybe, like, your very small child, you might, like, be able to just tickle them just a little bit, just because it's a fun...
Yeah, a little bit. A very little bit.
But as soon as you're older than probably about 2 years old, I think tickling should be completely off the table.
I'm not even particularly that ticklish, but still, don't you dare.
Yeah, I'm not ticklish. It probably wouldn't work, but don't you dare try, because that sounds like someone that's... I think you got a bit of a ticklish thing going on.
I do remember, actually, that being like, that was my tactic, you know, when I was young. It's just like, if you can outlast the first couple of seconds of someone tickling you, they assume you're not ticklish, and I go, all right, I'll give up, right? Because no one bothers tickling. There's nothing more awkward than tickling a person who isn't ticklish. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, very quickly you lose confidence in your tickling
powers.
You're
just like, oh, this is awkward. I'm just weirdly scratching this person. Right. Private parts of their body.
Is that where you learned your trick of turning to them and saying, that's funny? Just
not laughing, looking someone dead in the eye, trying to tickle me, like, that's funny.
That's funny. Yeah, that would stop them real quick.
But yeah, I kind of learned, like, if you just tell people, oh, I'm not ticklish, and you can withstand the first couple of seconds, they'll believe you. Right? People aren't going longer than that.
No, they're giving up real quick. That's good. I like that as a technique.
That's my advice for anyone out there. Don't ever let anyone know you're actually ticklish, firstly. That's the rookie mistake.
Yeah, don't go around telling it.
Be adamant you're not. And then just withstand that first couple of few seconds and you'll be golden, I'm telling
you.
Well,
the trouble is, though, you can't even build up a tolerance yourself. You can't practice because you can't tickle yourself, right?
Yeah, true.
That's another thing. But they did a scientific study on this and they set up these crazy machines that allowed people to kind of control, I think, a feather to tickle themselves with the machine.
Right.
And they worked out that you have to get up to at least a 1 second of delay. And anything longer delay than that, you are then able to tickle yourself or, you know, with the machine. But anything under a second, you're good.
So just because you know you're doing it, you literally can't tickle yourself?
I think it's more the feeling of motion. The motion of what your one hand is doing to make the tickling happen cannot sync up with the motion of feeling the tickle, because then it needs to be erratic and unknown. And that's apparently why tickling is a thing, because you don't know what's going to happen next.
You don't know where they're going next, how long they're going to do it.
What, exactly. So then as soon as you feel something that you weren't expecting, like a finger in a certain part of your... What is it? Tickle? Are you just like, are you scratching the skin, or are you kind of like jabbing into the ribs a little bit? Like, what?
This is a little bit also my problem with tickling. I think some people tick it very aggressively. They were basically just like, yeah, like poking you in, like, it's like, no, because I feel like tickling meant to be like a sort of scratch, really, isn't it?
Like a very light, surely the lighter you go, right? Like,
yeah, really light. Because like when you get really ticklish people, you get people who are like basically ticklish before you've even touched them.
Yeah, yeah, they're anticipating.
Do you know what I mean? Like if you just got to sort of go towards their neck, they'll just sort of start folding in on
they're
themselves.
Like,
no, no, come near me.
They're asking to be tickled more though when that's the case.
Exactly.
That's the thing.
Because then you don't even have to do anything, and then you're not putting them for any torture. You could just tease them through the idea of like theoretically tickling.
I'm going to theoretically tickle you, and they're like, no. Can tickling, maybe it is. Is it classed as torture? Obviously, like the Geneva Convention and all these things of like banning torture around the world. Obviously, rightfully so. I'm just putting it out there. I'm in agreement with that.
I am in support of the ban of torture.
But like,
controversial opinion. But...
is tickling on there? Is that like a legitimate torture technique to tickle someone?
That would be weird. People in Guantanamo Bay just being tickled into submission.
Maybe, but nah. Like we've said, it's horrible. Like if it goes on for too long, it genuinely, you can't breathe.
Yeah, but I would still prefer someone to tickle me than waterboard me.
Yeah, right. Maybe that's it. Maybe you, in that case, you do make a big fuss about, you better not tickle me because, oh, I can't stand it. And then they'll...
You know what? I really love water. You know what I hate? Hate tickling.
And then they pull the feather out and you're
God,
like...
God, I am thirsty. God, I'm really thirsty. But what I would hate is to be tickled.
My face is a little bit dirty and I'm thirsty as well. If only there could be something to fix these two problems.
Waterboarding isn't funny. We shouldn't joke about such things.
Can you cry instead? Crying and laughter are very interlinked, aren't they? You often cry with laughter sometimes.
Yeah, I feel like if anything, I cry more through laughter than through sadness.
Good for you. I'm happy for you. That sounds like a fun life you have, Jack. I'm very happy for you.
Weirdly, crying isn't just a go-to emotion when I'm sad. This is a bit... I just get more angry.
Oh, you're in anger. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just more of an angry sad person.
Yeah, gotcha.
Sort of thing. I'm not crying up over it. But they're very different cries. Like an actual cry and a cry from laughing, they're completely different. I feel like the crying when you're laughing is more just like a byproduct of like your body losing a bit of control over all of your functions.
A bit, to a degree, I agree with that. But when we were really laughing that time, I was definitely almost like boo, like I was boo-hooing with tears. Like it felt very much like crying.
But when I think when you're crying, it's like almost like not actively, but like the tears are the biggest part of it. That's like what you're doing. Whereas like I feel like tears are like a byproduct of you laughing almost.
Yeah.
You know, like in the same way, like when you eat something spicy, your eyes start watering, but I wouldn't say you're crying. I feel like it's that for me. Like, I feel like my eyes are watering as opposed to I'm crying.
Yeah, no, I can kind of see that too.
There's a very slight distinction in my mind of like what's actually happening there, but I think they're different.
Because they say like there's a very close link between pain and pleasure as well. So
yeah, 100%.
I wonder if they're sort of go hand in hand. So interesting. So maybe going back to our comedy show thing, maybe that's what everyone does now. They just cry.
And we're just crying through the show. God.
Yeah. And that means good. Or something.
Yeah, I guess so.
Don't they have to do that in, like, North Korea whenever they see old Kim up there? All the, like, young girls have to, like, cry because they're so happy to see him or something.
Oh, God.
Haven't you seen that? And they're all like...
No.
It's horrible. Why would you want that? Like,
so all of them become really good at, like, fake crying?
Basically. I guess so, yeah. But it's not like when a boy band comes on stage and all the girls in the front row are like, oh, my God, oh, I love you so much. It's not like that. It's like they're actually just crying. Yeah, pretty much.
No.
It's like maybe they're not faking it so much. Maybe they're genuinely just like, this is horrible.
Yeah, they're just really unhappy. Yeah.
Well, what about, there's that evil laugh as well, right? Sometimes laughter isn't always meant to be happy. An evil mwahaha laugh.
Yeah, why does starting it with M-U suddenly, or M-W,
mwahaha? Is it like Dracula? Or like,
mwah?
Who goes mwah? It sounds like a kiss.
Mwahaha. Yeah, I don't know where that came from. Sounds Dracula-y, doesn't it?
It also sounds like a posh British person would probably be like, mwahaha.
I think also a lot of posh British people are also evil. So yeah, it does kind of check out.
There you go. I think that's where it comes from.
The villains in everything are like a posh British person, aren't they?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. The posh British, yeah.
Are evil. Just world renowned as being evil people.
You also get the little girl ghost laugh. That's also a bad one, isn't it?
Yes, that would make horror films a bit more difficult. They wouldn't be able to go to that trope anymore.
Yeah. Sort of echoey as well.
Yeah.
It is scary. Like, you hear that in the middle of the night, you wouldn't feel comforted. Like, children's laughter is generally seen as a nice, you know, ah, am I having fun? That sounds...
But it is often associated with, like, creepiness, isn't it? Because it's like... hearing it out of place, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, what's a little girl doing in this alleyway and why is she having a good time?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Is that the thought you're going for? Is that what is she doing having a good time? How dare she? In this house? No, thank you. At this time of night, you should be in bed.
You should be dead. Hang on. Yeah, it's an interesting trope, isn't it? I think it is the contrapuntal nature of, yeah, such a spooky setting and yet hearing that.
Yeah, it's unsettling, isn't it? It's like that uncanny thing, you know? Yeah.
So I guess in that aspect, evil laughs and little girl ghost laughs, good that they're gone in a way?
Yeah, good that they're gone. So it's actually affecting more genres than we thought. It's not just comedy that's being affected, it's also horrors.
Yeah. And just generally evilness.
Yeah, you can't have any evil villains of, like, you know, your superhero films can't do their evil laughs.
Yeah, you know, your James Bond movies, the villain would often...
None of that.
Oh, something else I absolutely hate when it comes to laughing. Have you ever snorted whilst laughing?
Yeah, I definitely have. I'm not a big snorter with my laughter.
No.
Yeah, people who do it a lot, don't they?
I think if you do it a lot, you know it's part of your laugh. But, like, for me as well, I'm not a big snorter. So when it's happened occasionally, it takes me by surprise as well. It's a bit like, oh, goodness. And then I'm embarrassed.
I always feel like I have to comment and I'm like, oh, little snort.
Exactly. You have to. I almost think I would rather fart whilst laughing than snort. It's less embarrassing.
It feels like you almost want to be like, this isn't my normal laugh. Don't normally do that. This isn't the normal thing. Don't always snort.
Exactly. You feel very self-conscious from a little laugh snort going on there if you don't normally do it. And to top that, have you ever had, like, milk come out your nose or a drink come out your nose because you've laughed whilst taking a sip of something?
Yeah, not specifically milk. Not often just go around drinking pints of milk.
No, me neither. But, you know, the classic is milk.
Although, had it with a milkshake before.
Oh.
When I was a kid, remember drinking that at Burger King or McDonald's or one of those? Sister made me laugh and snorted a load of milkshake everywhere.
Hang on, so was it a thick? Was it quite? They're quite thick milkshakes from those places.
Yeah, I don't remember it being like that hard to come out. So I feel like, no, it definitely was like...
I feel like you're like, hang on a minute, it's coming. It's slowly coming through.
Yeah, it'll be out in 5 minutes. It's just got to melt. 1 second. It's coming. I think it was just a pretty liquid milkshake.
Right. What happens if you're drinking, like, a lot of milkshakes in certain places now have got, like, Oreos blended up in it?
Oh, they have, yeah, bits in it, yeah.
If that comes out your nose, that must hurt.
Yeah.
Oh,
I always find it quite weird that... This is weird. But I always find it quite weird that they're all connected.
Are you talking about your nose and your throat?
Yeah, like it can go up and back down through your nose. I always kind of forget that thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, I know that they are, intellectually. But like every time it happens, it's like, oh, God, yeah, I forgot that that can do that.
Yeah. I mean, has it happened to you more than that one time?
I don't think I've actually, like, properly expelled stuff from my nose any more than that one time.
Right.
But I've definitely, like, sort of, like, sucked it halfway up in, like, sort of laughed and almost choked on it up in my head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
You know, that sort of
I've choked in it up in my head, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I think I've only ever done it once. I can't remember what... I think it was lemonade. It was definitely a fizzy drink, which, yeah.
That's even worse.
It really hurt. It really did. It was not funny.
It sounds quite fun, though. Having a little fizzy, like, brainwash.
Yeah, I did feel pretty clean afterwards, I must say.
Yeah.
Gets rid of all the boogers.
Mmm. Gross.
It's not just us that laughs, either, humans. It's hyenas as well. They famously have a laugh, or their noise sounds like a laugh, at least.
I was going to say, are they laughing? Or is it just that, like, we're anthropomorphizing them, or whatever the word is, where we're just... That sounds like us laughing. So we're like, oh, look, they're laughing.
Yeah, I mean, it really, it does sound like a laugh. It is very scary, very horrific to hear a hyena properly laughing. But apparently they're doing it when they're stressed. So, actually, it's horrible for them too.
They must think we're stressed all the time.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Literally, the names of their laughter, they have, like, a giggle.
Okay.
So we have a giggle too. Uh-huh. The babies do a thing called a squitter, which I think is hilarious.
Oh, do you have an impression?
I can't do an impression of it. I'm not a hyena. I don't know.
I was hoping.
It's like, it's a little, it's like little baby. Imagine a baby laughing thing.
Glad that you attempted. Love that you attempted. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's me squittering.
Love it.
But yeah, I just thought it was interesting that throughout history, I guess people thought someone was laughing originally when they first heard a hyena. Yeah. I mean, you would.
Are they the only ones then? No other animal laughs?
I think a parrot.
Yeah.
Could be able to... I think it's fake laughter, though. You're not getting a genuine parrot.
Yeah, they're just mimicking us. Like, they don't know what they're doing.
No.
They don't know that they're meant to be finding something funny. They're just like, they made this sound.
But a ha is a perfect noise for a bird to make. Ha! Ha! Right?
Yeah.
It's brilliant. They're not going ho. I don't think they've got the lips to ho.
Ho. You don't need lips for ho. Ho.
Ha! Ha! Ha!
Ho, ho,
I
ho,
guess
ho,
so.
Ho. Sorry, how are you doing ho with your lip? Po. Ho.
Oh. Ho. Well, if I completely keep my mouth open, it just comes out as ha, ha, ha. You need ho. Ho.
Oh, right. Yeah, I guess you are sort of at the end.
I'm closing my mouth at the end.
Ho.
Which a bird can't do. Right? Lips. I think it's all in the lips, the end bit.
Ho. Ho. I can completely say ho without closing my lips. Ho. Ho, 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 ho. I guess you've got to see me.
Never become a shopping centre Santa, Jack.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, 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 with your mouth gaped open.
I'm just in a red t-shirt. Like, yeah, not got right. A hat, not got a beard.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Do you think falling over becomes more or less embarrassing now that we can't laugh? Because no one can laugh at you now you've fallen over, but equally, you can't sort of like laugh it off, which I think is the best thing to try and do to sort of stop the embarrassment.
Do you think so? Is it because I've tripped over a little bit when I'm on my own, and I think if I laughed at it, I would look weirder. But if you're with someone, if me and you were walking along and I trip over, it's definitely better for you to laugh, me to laugh. We all have a laugh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then go to the hospital. I'm very injured.
I very much do that thing where, like, you trip over, you just look back at the thing you tripped over in annoyance as if it got in your way. Didn't just kick it. Look back at just really annoyed, just as if it's its fault.
Yeah.
Even though it was there the entire time. So I do that a lot, as if, like, oh, God, how dare it? Like, I'm not the idiot, it is. Like,
you're just letting everyone around. Do you look around to see if anyone saw you? Or do you keep to yourself and not even try and make eye contact?
I think it depends how bad, because sometimes I will do a little laugh. I mean, I do think, you know, people falling over is inherently hilarious, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So I do think I find it a little bit funny if I properly, like, you know, if you, like, sort of stack it in quite an elaborate way, but without hurting yourself.
Yes.
You know, like, you make quite a show of it. I think I always find that quite funny. And then there's definitely sort of like a laugh to yourself. In case anyone's seeing me, it's just like, I'm not embarrassed. That was funny. That was funny, right? That was funny. I'm not embarrassed. You're embarrassed. Shut up.
You're embarrassed. Yeah, just the random person across the other side of the street. They're very embarrassed.
So that's more my attempt. So yeah, I definitely would always go with try to laugh it off a bit. But yeah, equally people can't laugh at you. So that's nice.
I've often thought about this with tripping over, of if you just trip over, you feel a bit embarrassed. But if you go out and intentionally trip over, like a pratfall or something a bit.
Right.
And even if you pretend, like, the embarrassment comes from within, it comes from yourself. Just don't be embarrassed. Just pretend you meant to do it. I don't know. Just enjoy it. Or just stay lying on the floor. That's another way to stop people from laughing. Just stay down.
This is Chris's guide to emotions. Just don't have them. Just like anxiety. Just don't be it. You know? Don't be embarrassed. Don't be anxious.
I'm going to get so many awards for therapy.
Just stop doing that thing.
Yeah, no, obviously that's not the way. But yeah, like I've tried it once where I pretended to trip a bit and I just wasn't embarrassed.
So for what purpose?
Just to see if it worked. And it did work. I had no embarrassment whatsoever because I knew that I meant to.
Right. So always just think you meant to.
Yeah. To own it.
So just trip over and just be like, yeah, did it.
Go back and do it again. Have another one.
Yeah. But, oh, no, that one wasn't quite good. Should I do that again? Just go back.
Yeah, right. Now no one's giving you funny looks.
Well, no, now people are definitely giving you funny looks, but in a different way. They're just sort of, what is this? What is this guy doing?
Yeah. But yeah, like I said, that is another option. If you do fall over, and you're embarrassed, just don't move. Just lay there.
Don't be.
No, just stay still, completely right. Still. And then no one's laughing at you then. They're rushing over.
Because then they'll think you're dead.
They rush over and they're like, oh my goodness, are you okay? And then you're like, yeah.
And then you go, ha, now you're embarrassed because you thought I was actually hurt.
What a stupid idiot trying to help me. That'll teach you.
Loser.
To the paramedic. You loser.
You thought I was actually hurt. You drove all the way here. You thought I'd actually broken my leg. Aren't you an idiot?
Oh, dear. I got a tear. I'm crying.
Good.
How do you feel about live, laugh, love?
Yeah. Words I live by, really.
Yeah?
I like to live. Live's good.
Yeah. Step one, quite easy.
It's quite hard not to do that one, just generally. Like, yeah, you know, if you're not doing the first one, you're not really too worried about any of the others.
I mean, if you're dead and you're laughing and loving, wow.
Yeah. The first one is sort of like a prerequisite. So it makes sense it comes first, obviously. It'd be weird if it was love, laugh, live.
Hang on. Are you meant to do all three at once, or are you meant to do them one at a time in order?
I think not one at a time. I think you're sort of meant to do one, keep it going, and add the others on top is how I'm interpreting
so
it.
So you're living?
Like a recipe.
Then you add a laugh. Oh, okay, yeah.
First, you take some live. So do some living. We're all doing that. We got some of that. Throw in a dash of love. I'm not against that.
Laugh.
Live, laugh, love. Oh, yeah. Oh, interesting. I would say the priorities are probably the other way around.
Are you laughing at the love that just happened?
Yeah, you're just like, ah, isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? I'm in love. Oh, look how hilarious. I've never been in love. I don't know what it feels like. laugh next.
Live, laugh, love.
Yeah, so you're living, you're laughing at that. You're like, oh, God, isn't it funny? Life. Oh, God. How funny is that? And then you go, wow, I love that.
Yeah, quite easy, really. That's the order. Feels a little bit like you're being told what to do. You're like, there's no please.
Yeah, could you please just try living, laughing, loving, please?
Live, laugh, love, please.
Could you, yeah, imagine if you're a funeral and someone's all sad. You're like, mate, live, laugh, love, mate.
Live, laugh, love, come on.
Live, laugh, love a bit, will ya?
Give us a bit of live, laugh, love.
At a funeral, telling someone to live. Oh my God, brutal.
Oh goodness, yeah. Careful who you say that to.
Don't be frying that around at a funeral, God.
Do you feel the need to have it on your wall in your house somewhere?
Got it tattooed on me, mate.
You got it tattooed on you as well?
Yeah. I've just got LLL. No, I've just got L to the power of three.
L to the power of three, yeah, with a little three up there.
Yeah, I've got a little L cubed on me.
This is why you can't remember the order, though, Jack. You're getting it all wrong.
Yeah, exactly. I've abbreviated it too much. it just feels a bit redundant, is what I would say. It's like, oh, yeah, but also not always, right?
Not always. I mean, it's bad advice for just general life.
Like, sure, I get it. Words to live by generally. Try to find things funny. Try to have a bit of love in your heart. Try not to die. I get it.
Yeah, right.
Pretty solid advice. But nah, I feel like I don't need to be reminded of that stuff.
Yeah, I agree. Especially not just on the random wall somewhere or whatever.
Yeah, I've never been to someone now who's got a live, laugh, love thing up and be like, God, actually,
oh, yeah, forgot.
I've been thinking about that lately and just start bursting out laughing.
Your poster on the wall. Love it. Yeah. Does it come from the abbreviated live like nobody's... No, what is it? Dance like nobody's watching. Love like you've never been hurt?
I don't even know what you're saying right now.
And laugh. There's a famous quote. Yeah, it's dance like nobody's watching, love like you've never been hurt, and laugh like everything's funny. I don't know.
Then isn't it dance, love, laugh?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, you're right. Where's the dance coming in there?
I reckon the same author, but different ideas.
Took it in a different direction. Yeah, that was the sequel. It was a refined thing. It's like, hang on. We got it wrong the first time.
Too wordy. The first one was too wordy. I think we could sum all of life up in just three simple words.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more.
Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Yeah.
But there we go. I think that'll do us for today. Hope you enjoyed listening.
Yep. If you have any thoughts on A World Without Laughter, you can contact us on our socials. The links are down there in the description.
But thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.